Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. After a 17-year hiatus, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are reunited in the comic action thriller Bad Boys for Life, the third entry in the franchise that began in 1995. These Miami-based detectives are getting long in the tooth, and it shows as they're targeted for assassination by a Mexican drug cartel. Everything about this absurd and violent R-rated movie is over-the-top and beat-by-beat predictable, but Smith and Lawrence managed to save the day and the movie with their goofy humor and personal appeal. What you gonna do? Oscar winners Viola Davis and Allison Janney star alongside young McKenna Grace in the self-consciously whimsical comedy Troop Zero. McKenna plays a preteen social outcast in a small Georgia town in the 1970s who recruits a group of misfits to form a Birdie Scout group. This is the sort of wacky movie that aims to charm us with its eccentricity. This sentimental and sweet-natured movie benefits greatly from its solid and likable cast. Actor Guy Pearce goes slumming for a paycheck in the ridiculous action thriller Disturbing the Peace. Pierce plays a marshal and former Texas Ranger who goes to battle with a gang of biker bank robbers in a small southern town. The plot, dialogue, and direction are laughably bad, but not quite bad enough to make Disturbing the Peace a campy pleasure. Also opening this week, Robert Downey Jr. stars in Doolittle, a family film about the famed doctor and veterinarian who could talk to animals. The Corrupted is a violent British crime thriller starring Sam Coughlin. The Murder of Nicole Brown Simpson is a thriller that aims to offer a new angle on the O.J. Simpson murders, Mina Suvari stars, and Weathering for You is a Japanese anime offering about a girl with power over the weather. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!